And welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it is brought to you by our good friends at Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors, and powered on Facebook Live by our good friends at Arvis Bank. Mayor Dale Copeland, how are you? Did you get any rest last night after that long meeting?
Good morning, Tom. It was a long meeting, but we had a lot of important things, got a lot accomplished, and yeah. Some good actions, made progress on others.
All right. Well, first of all, we had a little thing going on here with the executive session last night. It took place about contracts and stuff like that for the people who protect us and what have you. How'd that go?
Actually, learned a lot, which is the whole point, but talked about the police, which is the Fraternal Order of Police for the FOP. They did bring forth and had agreed to a contract, which we confirmed and signed with the police department. It had some significant payroll increases. Mm-hmm. We had done studies with all of the staff, but particularly the police and fire departments, our safety departments, to bring those people up to our what we call peer cities, the cities that are five below and five above us, to be competitive, to be able to get and keep the good talent that we need. Personnel is our single largest cost center. It's mm-hmm. also our single biggest asset. So good people really are what make a good city. So we're really pleased that the FOP, and in fact, even better than that, they agreed to a two-year contract. So much time, I think, is spent on these contracts that we could be spending on something else. So they were in agreement, and the city has a two-year contract. Then we discussed also similar discussions with the IAFF, International, oh golly, I'm terrible at firefighters, Association mm-hmm. of Firefighters, our firemen. And that contract has not been approved. Those discussions and talks, negotiations are ongoing. Really some strong numbers, Tom. I don't know, the public doesn't get off into these details, but imagine.
I just saw it.
Yeah, the numbers are impressive. You look at them and think, well, that's a typo. Longevity pay, whether you've been there 1 year or 40 years, there's a structure that rewards you for longevity. Those increases ranged from a low of 79% to a high of 367% for longevity. We feel like that again gets us back up into a competitive area. Then pay scales was another one, back again to that average pay of our peer cities. Those range from 8% up to 13.5%, and really probably the bigger piece of that little data point is that the 13.5% largely applied to our firefighters, which is the one level or one scale, but the largest group of employees in the fire department are in that area that are looking at about a 13.5% increase. Mm-hmm. This really helps bring us to the average of our peer cities. It also is a cost to the city. It's great to do those, mm-hmm. but there always is a cost. In this case, about $527,000 to the average budget. So I already said that personnel is our biggest asset. It's also our biggest cost center. And you can see those numbers add up very quickly. But we want to attract and retain and train, and again, back to the longevity, keep those people on board to do the best job. And I think we have a really good group of people. My hope is that the leadership with the IAFF will continue to work with our city negotiating team made up of staff and find an agreement on this, because I think, you know, if you talk to the normal person, 79 to 376%, 367%, 8% increase, 13.5% increase in these days and time is a pretty significant bump. And we want to get our good employees, we want to take care of them, and I think this really goes a long way to that. So hopefully what we ask in return, I think, is also important, that a few of the top level leadership positions, the promotional process be altered to make it more flexible. What we want there is to get the very best candidate possible. And just because I'm good at one thing doesn't mean I'm good at another. I might be very good at sawing boards, but not very good at designing houses. They're both critically important. We just want to get the best people in each position. So had a long discussion, as you mentioned. Got out of City Hall a bit after 10 o'clock last night. Yeah.
Well, you know, just a few days ago, Chief Banks took off to Florida. think John, he's going to catch a hockey game.
John retired and jumped in with both feet. Yeah, he left Chief Topping to handle all of those details.
How is Chief Topping doing? He looked like he was ready to roar and get
so
going.
So far, I told him last week on Wednesday when they did the transfer of leadership that this is the best day of being chief is the first day. Mm-hmm. So the problems don't start till tomorrow. Now, he has been in a top leadership position, so already knows the job. Was really happy that we were able to promote from within. They did interview a lot of applicants through the process, and it's encouraging, going back to getting the best people and keeping them, it's encouraging to see that out of all of that process, an internal candidate came out as the best choice.
I'm glad to see that, too. I think everybody feels very comfortable with that.
I think you're right.
Now for people who want to participate in the city decision-making or play a part in what goes into city decision-making, we have some authorities and boards and commission committees. We've got some openings all over the place, don't we?
We do. Over 250 people volunteer to help with everything from golf course to streets and traffic to parks to White Rose Cemetery. The list is lengthy. Right now we have openings on the Ambulance Commission, the City Planning Commission, the Construction and Fire Codes Appeals Board, and the White Rose Cemetery Board. Some of those are monthly meetings. Some of them meet as needed a few times a year. There are many other committees, Bartlesville Community Center Trust Authority, the Bartlesville Development Authority, the Redevelopment Trust Authority. They each serve a vital purpose, and they help the city council to go through, for instance, what streets need the most attention. Where would be a good place to do a park project, and what might that be? What is the golf course needing to do or change or be supported in? The community center, last night we approved a contract to take all of the auditorium seats, 1,707, that have been there since the early 80s and have had use, obviously, that's what we want to happen, and redo them, not replace them. They're very good seats. They're going to repowder coat them. They're going to do minor repairs, reupholster them, put new padding in, put on new armrest with a cup holder. That was a really big point of discussion, is to have that. And do that in phases so that the center is not interrupted, do so many seats and then do so many more over the rest of the year. But there's just a lot of things that these different groups help us with. They get out into the weeds and the details, and they weigh the pros and the cons and come to the council and say, we've looked at this. Now, they don't approve that.
No.
But by the time it comes to the council, a lot of that input, which is very valuable, has already happened, and it allows the council and staff to make the best decisions.
Good. Yep. Very good. So this is important stuff.
It is.
It's not, let's go kill an hour on a Wednesday night.
Nope. And if you want to learn about the city, why do they do that?
You will.
Yeah. When you get your packet that's about yay thick or however thick it is, but it has all the details, then you come away and say, okay, I understand now.
Wow, that's great. Now, I understand we have some good news as far as revenues are concerned.
We do. Last year, how do you plan for a pandemic? You don't.
Yeah, no.
We tend to err on the side of conservative estimating for budgeting, and we did that last year. We anticipated that businesses, because of all of the upheaval, would be off 5%, 6%, 7%, but we didn't know. So we did that. We were pleasantly surprised as we looked at the year unfold. Our fiscal year runs from July to June. And as we watched it unfold, we found that things shifted. Maybe people stayed home more and shopped locally. They cooked at home more and didn't go out to eat, but sports changed, but this changed. Maybe people did things as a family. So many things changed, but at the end of the day, our sales tax revenues held and are actually up just a little bit. And that makes budgeting so much easier.
Oh, indeed. Hey, I understand that there's a new business that wants to come to town, at least to Lee Lake. What's going on? What's with this paddleboard thing? First of all, we had scooters, and those seemed to be a big hit.
Yep.
And we had a skateboard place, and that's going
big. I've looked at it. I don't dare get on it.
Oh, no, but it is fun to watch those.
It is.
There are guys in their 30s and 40s on there, as well as
I looked down into
14.
That was 11 feet deep.
Oh!
We fill it up with water and make a swimming pool. We don't skateboard.
But over there on Lee Lake, what's this with paddle boats?
This is really interesting. A fellow, David Valdez, came and worked with the city staff, and last night we got a really neat presentation that he wants to put essentially a floating dock, like you'd see at Grand Lake or wherever, put a pontoon boat to serve as the office because the lake might vary up and down, and that deals with that. It's a two-level dock. Mm-hmm. And part of the upper deck is observation deck. Part of it is covered to be out of the sun or the weather. And he plans to have, at this point, I believe, 10 paddle boats that people can rent for a half hour, an hour. He already has a schedule set up, early morning hours versus daytime, winter versus summer. He's done a really good job on his business plan, has got everything in place. It's kind of cool. I've already gotten texts from people that just saw it on the agenda and said, that's neat. So, yeah, Lee Lake is a place you can go walk around, you can fish, you can take your dog to swim, perhaps. Whatever it happens to be, people can't swim there, but not on purpose. But the paddle boats just add an extra dimension, because Lee Lake, you can use kayaks and canoes, but it might not be convenient for you to load your kayak. So he will have these little paddle boats that I think he said up to four people, 750 pounds, 650 pounds. Anyway, up to four people, two adults.
That's two of my relatives.
Okay. But two adults and two children perhaps would work well. And just go out and have fun together and get a little exercise and paddle around the lake.
Well, it sounds like fun.
I think it's a neat concept I had not thought of. Yeah.
Well, you know, it seems like we're always getting kind of these trendy new things here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. Who ever thought that a town our size would be like the test market for all this fun stuff?
It's some neat stuff. I look around and I think, well, I wouldn't have thought of that, but look how well that's doing, and that's the value of having more people involved.
Indeed. And like we said, the boards, the commissions, the authorities, the committees, they're all roaring and ready to go. We recognized a pretty cool young man last night.
We did. Last time we had a young lady that had done some phenomenal things. I believe she was 6 years old. Last night, Tony Leeson Jr. Was at the council meeting. Councilmember Roan was able to present him with a commendation. He went out and set himself a goal of mowing 50 yards. Now you say, well, so what? Free.
There's your so what.
So there we have an 11-year-old young man who decided that he was going to set a goal. He was going to get the resources. He was going to go out and find the people. It might be elderly. It might be the infirm. It might be somebody that was a military, retired, somebody that needed that help. And he went to 50 of those yards and mowed those himself, took care of them for no pay other than knowing that he had done the right thing. And it was a lot of fun to give him a commendation and give him the recognition. I think we have a city full of folks like that, and we just need to recognize them. Too often we focus on the negative and not the positive, and this was a great positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had some things that had to do with land, a little bit of rezoning on Virginia for construction for ability work. What's that all about?
Yes, if you know where the pool is, the Frontier Pool,
yeah,
directly west of that, I believe there's Ambler Automotive has a fairly new building, but south of that, down toward 5th Street, on the southwest corner is Ability Works, used to be ARC for people that have been here for a while. They want to take the four lots directly north across the street on the south end of that block and purchase that. And they don't have it firmed up yet, but they're looking at a development that would include something. They want to do things with the people, their clients, and work with them to develop skills. They already have programs where they do several things. This would be an expansion of that. And it would take that area that is underutilized at this point. It's three bare lots, I think one utility building and a house. But to utilize those in a higher and better way, golly, Tom, when you look at that area, you start on 5th Street and you run from the Boys and Girls Club, Mary Martha, Westside Community Center, Agape. You go a little ways either side. You have Grand Lake Mental Health. You have Lighthouse, Concern, Tuesday House, Employability. I'm probably leaving someone out. But there's just a wealth of community service agencies in that. I think this is just another tremendous upgrade.
There you go, right there in the what we call the good heart of the city.
Yes.
I like that. I like that a lot. Also, something to do with the ballparks off Tuxedo. What's going on there?
This was kind of unusual. I don't think I've ever seen this before. The city took action last night to begin the process of asking the city, ourselves, to annex 10 acres. I don't know that I've ever had the city petition the city, but what happened is many years ago, golly, I didn't bring my notes, back in 2006 or whenever it was, the city took over, 2010, the city took over the ball fields from the county.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all fine and good, and it's worked well, and we've done, in this current phase, I believe we're up to $8.5 million of improvements. if you're familiar with that facility, the Northeast Quad, the four fields in the northeast corner, just straight north of the big new parking lot, actually lies inside the county and not the city. It's just one of those anomalies that happened over the
years. A little hole in the donut issue, huh?
A little bit of a chop out there. The city owns that. The city controls it and maintains it and did the improvements. And we just took action to formally request annexation of that 10 acres approximately into the city limits, which will then square it up with the rest of the ball fields. But it was unusual to request annexation of yourself.
Yeah. You have to like to be that poor kid out there in left field realizing he's out in the county instead of the city.
I suspect the city council will approve that.
I understand that we've got an amendment for the budget to help out with some apartments.
We do. Again, if you haven't followed city government closely, there's a thing called Hope 6 grants from HUD out of Washington, D.C., and we had a $500,000 Hope 6 grant. That had initially been focused on the old Memorial Hospital. Over the years, things changed and developed. The apartments at Hotel Phillips was finally awarded that for 10 apartment units for people, I believe, that are 80% or less of the average budget that they set. So that has worked very well. That's just about due to be wrapped up in the next month or two. Another Hope 6 grant that we did last night would allocate $500,000, but this time it's focused at
310 to 311 South.
There you go, 309 to 311 Dewey. On the west side of the street, the building currently has a kind of a blue metal facade on the front, for those that are familiar with it, to put in 7 apartments. Mm. And the demand for apartments, particularly in the downtown area, are very high. Walking from all the different things, we talk about all these new things that is being added from Unity Square to the Johnstone Park, all the things. They've had very high demand, so they feel like this will also do well. And we did amend the budget to include that $500,000 Hope 6 grant to be able to move forward. BRTA, I think, is overseeing that.
How are we doing on the recycling issue?
Boy, that's a big question. People really want to recycle. We have some private enterprises that are helping with that, but as you'll recall, they had a fire, a pretty serious fire at the Tulsa Recycle. Bartlesville does not recycle. We receive it, but then we haul it. Well, if there's nowhere to haul it to, we can only store so much, and the pile gets really big. So we've been looking. Hopefully, they're going to get reopened sooner than later. I've heard everything from July to December. I don't have the answer. But hopefully soon they will begin, even in a limited way, to receive those again. We've also talked to another group, Replenish, that has another method of dealing with recycling. And I know Councilman Stewart has been very involved in this. I have worked with it for years. The big problem we have with recycling is everybody loves the concept. We call it wish recycling. I wish we could recycle this, but then when it comes time to recycle, they just dump everything in a bucket. And it's like, well, somebody could use this garden hose. No, that doesn't go in the recycle. No. Well, then the one I had a fellow said, if you really want to see something exciting, watch one of those filmy bags from the dry cleaners go in the machines that do recycling. He said, you'll have people running from 14 directions trying to shut that machine down. But people just throw stuff in. Well, that calls for manual hand sorting. Well, you can imagine the cost, the problems that come up with that. So it's called contamination in the business. If we could figure a way to get proper sorting with minimal contamination, there is a market for recycling without doubt. But the single stream where everybody just throws stuff in a bucket is a challenge for us, because the users that are buying this stuff really want to get clean, usable materials. And I see some really neat things done with recycling, but they have to have the right materials that are usable, not just garden hoses and dry cleaning bags and milk jugs thrown in a bucket. And so we're working on that. I think we will have a solution. I know people want it today, but hopefully before long that'll begin to bear fruit.
How are we doing on our road constructions?
Boy, there's road construction in a lot of places. The most obvious is Hillcrest, from 20th down to the River Bridge by Hillcrest. That one they are doing. The weather has not been our friend. It's rained a lot. Not this week, but it has rained a lot, and that really messes up our construction. But the water line along Frank Phillips, you see they're making progress to the west. They've got most of the stuff from Highway 75 done.
Mm-hmm.
Hillcrest is total new. Move it over, totally new road. It'll be an amazing road, much like the Bison Road, if you're familiar, north of No Water Road, Highway 60. Price Fields, we already talked about the Northeast Quad, the newest quad that's being built there. It's going slow. I have people saying, when are we going to get to use those? Well, we have to get them done first. And there's been some contractor challenges there that have slowed that down. And staff is working on that, but we got to get it done right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on. It's not Bartlesville, but the Oklahoma Department of Transportation has been working on the turn lane there, northbound lane going into Eastland. That's making some progress. It was a little slow getting started. And there's a lot of other small jobs, just patching holes. I saw some of the streets that I drive have got fresh asphalt tamped in some of the spots. When it's been this wet and then you have cold weather, it really plays havoc on the streets. So staff is continuing to work on all of that.
All righty. A couple of good notes here. Bartlesville First Church of the Nazarene hit the century mark.
That I was invited to attend that, and it was amazing. Not only do they have a wonderful facility there on Adams just before you get to the overpass, but they went back to July the 4th of 1921 in a tent. You think about that, Tom. You can't get people to come to an air-conditioned, padded pew today. Mm-hmm. These folks went to a tent outside. Folding chairs are standing up. They moved into a small house. They built a building. They actually had the building where Greater First is now for many years and then moved to their building. They had their 100th celebration. That is phenomenal for anything to survive 100 years. And it was really exciting. A lot of people there, and I enjoyed being a part of it.
And hats off to our good friends, the Kiwanis, for Freedom Fest. That was nice.
I did not get to go to that, but I've heard nothing but positives about that. Said it's the best fireworks display that they had ever seen, I had people tell me.
Indeed it was. We were right there.
Yeah.
Mayor, I want to thank you very much for coming in today and spending so much time with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. You've been listening to our Community Connection.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to...